A suspected terrorist attack has taken place inside Canada's Parliament building and its surrounding area. Numerous shots have been fired just outside the room where Prime Minister Stephen Harper was meeting with a group of lawmakers. Harper was safely removed from the building. The suspected gunman has since been shot and killed. It's being reported the suspect is a man in his 30s who Canadian authorities had recently declared a potential terrorist threat and had seized his passport. Before the shooting at the Parliament building itself, a Canadian soldier was shot dead at a nearby war memorial, putting the whole area around Parliament on lockdown. Attacks coinciding with Canada sending fighter jets to assist in the airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Iraq and Syria. Lawmakers in Iraqi Kurdistan have agreed to send Kurdish fighters, the Peshmerga, to help defend the embattled town of Kobani in Syria. Details of the deployment are still being worked out. This comes after Turkey announced this week that it's going to allow Iraqi Kurds to cross into its territory and help battle the Islamic State forces in the Syrian border town of Kobani.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com